Hello everyone. I just got sent a clip from the Republican National Debate, the current one, and the question came up of whether or not women should bear the same amount of risk that men do in military combat. Should women be on the front lines was essentially the question. You know, and I know we're told that the right wing is the party of men, but the body language displayed, the aversion of eyes, and the stammering and stuttering proves to me otherwise. And body language is a beautiful thing because it tells you exactly what you need to know, and it shows you exactly, I mean, it's unconscious, it shows you exactly what it is these supposedly pro-men Republican candidates are thinking when confronted with having to fix their mouths to say that women should bear the same amount of danger and threat that men do in warfare. You saw Romney stuttering and stammering, citing the 100 or so women that have perished in this war on terror, and conveniently leaving out the 6,000 or so American men and the countless Iraqi men that have been extinguished in this unjust war. You had Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich actually have the nerve to imply that because of the nature of the war on terror and how an attack can basically, or at least we're so told, how a terrorist attack can basically appear anywhere at any time, that all soldiers, female and male, bear an equal amount of risk, an equal amount of risk in this war effort. You know, except, of course, if that was the case, then we would see roughly equal numbers in female casualties and male casualties. None of these politicians had the balls, other than Ron Paul, and I will give him credit for that. Other than Ron Paul, none of these candidates had the balls to actually say that women should fight in wars just as much as men do, be exposed to the same amount of danger, be exposed to an equal amount of risk. None of them could say it because, well, you know, that wouldn't really jive well with the significant portion of their conservative and chivalrous female electorate. The traditional, you know, parasites that want men to do all the heavy lifting, feminism repackaged. You know, I'm just getting sick of people telling me that the right wing has any of the interests of men at heart. It does not. It is a party of chivalrous notions that that propagates a feminist narrative repackaged in traditional chivalrous bullshit. And I'll put the clip in, and I want people to watch it. You know, I don't have the specific clip, so I'm just going to put the clip of the entire debate up and specify the time frame that I want you to watch. So just watch it and put your thoughts, you know, let me know what you guys think about the body language. It's clear to see. You'll see what I'm talking about. But yeah, that's all I really got to say for now.